In Wisconsin, he's governor today, but will he be tomorrow?
I'm running to win. I think I've got a good campaign to win. But I think in the end, on fundamentally important issues, you should choose what's right, not just what you think could get you elected.
Voters are heading to the polls to decide whether or not Governor Scott Walker, speaking there, stays or goes. It's a recall election. It's attracted campaign money from all over the nation, a proxy battle between public sector workers, mainstream union Democrats, and Tea Party conservatives in a fight that could be replayed in November. Walker has held a very narrow lead in polls going into the voting. Joining us now from Madison, Wisconsin, is Sean Johnson, Capitol reporter for Wisconsin Public Radio. Welcome back to the program, Sean.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Also with us is Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent. You up and running there, Todd?
We got you, John. We're up and running. It's a big race today.
Absolutely. So, Sean, in the out-of-state money issue, who does that favor, the Democrats or the Republicans? They're both pouring it in.
Yeah, just as far as money, by pretty much any measure, it favors Republicans this time around. They've done very well in fundraising. They got at it early. The governor especially has raised $31 million just by himself, compared to about $4 million for his Democratic challenger. So, you know, he's been able to frame the issue on TV with that kind of money. He's been in the race longer than Democrat Tom Barrett. But still, it's just a huge figure for Wisconsin, and it's let him, you know, develop a base of support that he thinks is going to, you know, bode well for him today.
Contrast reports of voter turnout, Sean Johnson, with also reports of voter fatigue. You do enough elections this year in Wisconsin. If you paid people to vote, you'd have a stimulus program right there in the state, wouldn't you, Sean?
Yeah, it seems like this election has been coming forever, even though it's been less than a year and a half. We've just been through so many elections that were, you know, the most important election of all time. Going back to this state Supreme Court race that we had last year, followed by a bunch of state Senate races last year on a couple election days, it's just kept coming. And so Democrats are hoping that they can hold off that fatigue for just a little bit longer and kind of cross the finish line. But if there is fatigue, that would favor the governor, because he's out there saying, look, if you're tired of recalls, I'm the candidate for you, because if you vote for me, I'm the only guy who's going to stop these things.
All right. The fatigue favors the incumbent, Scott Walker. Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent. So is David Axelrod of the Obama campaign staying up to watch returns tonight? How about the Romney side? How about Karl Rove? Everybody tuning in?
I'm sure they are. But you know what? I did some reporting on this yesterday from here inside the Beltway, with the thesis that the operatives from the parties and the Obama campaign and the Romney campaign were all desperately watching this because they thought it would have national implications. You know what? I didn't find a single national operative, either for congressional elections or for presidential, who really thought that. And it was interesting. They all think it's important for Wisconsin. Everybody knows that it has implications for Obama versus Romney in November, which is not quite a dead heat. Obama has about a 1.5-point advantage. So it certainly has implications there. But I didn't run into a single person who believes that, you know, in November, that the national race or the race in Florida or Ohio or Pennsylvania, for instance, will be about anything except Barack Obama versus Mitt Romney. Nobody in those states is going to be thinking about Scott Walker versus Tom Barrett. So in that case, not really. On the other hand,
let's pull the candidates out of it for just a moment, though, Todd. Forget candidates. You're right. I think you're absolutely right. It's not about Barrett or Walker here. But is it about the vulnerability of union organizers in the main Democratic machine across the country? If they can't win here, it shows they're vulnerable. And if the Tea Party gets rolled back here, it shows that their vulnerability and possibly affects their fundraising efforts nationally.
No question about it. And let me give you some numbers. Talk to some on-the-ground operatives from one big union. How about the AFL-CIO, who I talked to? They claim to have 50,000 volunteers on the ground at this point, 36,000 of them working just for Get Out the Vote yesterday and today. They poured $3 million and are claiming to have made 1.5 million phone calls by the end of today to Get Out the Vote. On the other hand, my inbox and everybody else is inundated with fundraising from Tea Party groups, from Tea Party Express to Patriots on down, raising major funds off this race. Yes, they're spending it in state, but they're also raising money for national legitimacy that they are using in other states. So it's a major fulcrum for both of those influences, you're right, and they both want bragging rights and influence rights for other states and for the national election coming out of Wisconsin.
But listen to this. Here's Chris Wallace on Fox News.
If Walker wins, if he defeats the recall, it's going to be a real defeat for big labor, and I think the question will be their power going forward, both politically and in terms of their influence on the economy.
Now, is that Fox News sort of framing things, or is big labor really on the hook here in Wisconsin? And the kind of numbers you gave us suggest that it's make or break for them.
I don't know if it's make or break. I don't think we could fairly say make or break. We can certainly fairly say it's a big deal. I just read you a list of the resources they've poured in. The Scott Walker phenomenon was a direct attack on union influence in one of the few remaining union states, Midwestern Manufacturing Union State of Wisconsin. So yeah, it's a big deal to them. A morale issue, an organization issue. Does that mean that their backs will be broken and they won't come out in Ohio, Pennsylvania? Of course not. Will it be a major morale booster? Will people spin that to say the unions are done? Yeah, they will. And let's also remember, Walker's not the only one up. There are four state senators, Republican state senators, up for recall, including the Republican leader of the Senate. And that could swing things either
Indeed.
Way, too.
Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent. So, Sean Johnson, let's end it with you here. People in Wisconsin are probably happy to get some of this national attention that you've had really for the last year and a half. But I suspect people will be relieved not to have national political pundits talking about Wisconsin quite so much, yes?
Very relieved. I think everybody's looking forward to June 6th when this is all over. And there's this idea that no matter what happens, maybe we can kind of come back together for a little while, but that's probably not going to happen given that we have another election in November coming right up. And really, we're already in the middle of that election cycle, whether we realize it or not. So this has just been the land of the constant election, and that will continue for a little while longer.
Does this have an impact on your Senate race coming up?
On the U.S. Senate race,
right,
that nobody's paying attention to. It does in that those candidates are having a hard time getting anyone to pay attention to them. And it's a huge race because we've got an open seat. There are quite a few Republicans running for that seat. We've had two Democratic U.S. Senate seats for a long time, and Republicans are hoping to, in the 2010 and 2012 election cycles, change them both to red.
Well, we'll be talking to you again about that, Sean Johnson, Capitol reporter for Wisconsin Public Radio, and also Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent. Thanks, guys.
Sure thing.